Catching Thoughts by Bonnie Clark, illustrated by Summer Macon. I have this thought I don't like. It showed up on a bad day. At first, it was really no big deal, just a teeny tiny little thought. But after a while, the thought followed me everywhere I went. It tripped me up when I wasn't expecting it. I tried to unthink my unwanted thought, but that just made me think about it more. This thought made me angry, so I yelled, "Get out of my brain!" It stayed. I sat down and cried. It didn't care. It seemed like there was no more room in my head for anything but the one horrible thought. I had to do something. I took a deep breath and looked at it. Maybe it wasn't so big. I smiled and said, "Hello." That's when I noticed it. It was small, but it was beautiful. I reached up and caught it. This beautiful thought gave me an idea. I turned to that old thought and grinned. From now on, I'll be catching new thoughts. And then I gently pushed the old thought aside. I grabbed onto thoughts that were hopeful and gathered up thoughts that were lovely. I held on tight to thoughts that were true and embraced thoughts that were excellent. I danced with thoughts of pure joy. I collected thoughts that were clear and calm. I realized that the more positive thoughts I caught, the smaller that old negative thought became. And whenever that old thought tries to come back into view, I can just say, "Hello," and politely ask it to leave, and fill my world with all the good thoughts that I choose to put in my mind instead.